This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
A Gay and a Non-Gay is a podcast from James Barr and Dan Hudson. They're like a lovely little couple, except they're not.
Welcome along and congratulations to our gay LGBTQ plus family in Northern Ireland for marriage equality. It's finally happened. The UK now has gay marriage. And you're like, what? I thought the UK had gay marriage for time, bruv. But actually, the UK didn't have gay marriage. Only England, Wales and Scotland had gay marriage. But now the United Kingdom is united in gay marriage.
Yes.
It means that from February 2020, we'll start to see gay marriages happening in Northern Ireland.
Yes, yeah, so myself and James were out in Northern Ireland earlier this year making a documentary. And we met loads and loads of LGBT people in Belfast. And it was kind of heartbreaking, really, to hear that they didn't have equal marriage, whereas the rest of the UK does. And it kind of ties into how I think a lot of people in Northern Ireland feel generally, that they're excluded from the rest of the UK. And I can see why they would feel that, you know. So it's incredible that this has now come to pass.
Yeah, it's just really interesting. I think a lot of people forget that Northern Ireland didn't have gay marriage.
Well, we didn't know, really, I don't think.
No, that's what I mean. In fact, you're right. Thank you for calling me out there. Like, Dan and I didn't know that they didn't have gay marriage in Northern Ireland until one of our listeners messaged us to let us know.
Yeah.
And that's completely ignorant. But I think a lot of people in the UK probably didn't realise, and it's because we all celebrated the fact that we did have gay marriage in England, Scotland and Wales. But yeah, our family in Northern Ireland didn't, and now they do. And it sends a huge message to young people growing up in Northern Ireland, which has a huge religious backdrop. It now sends a message to them saying that all love is equal and valid and can take away the power from some of the homophobia that still exists there and indeed around the rest of the UK and the world.
Amen.
Amen. Preach. In other gay marriage news, Taiwan just had its first pride since same-sex marriages were legalised. Isn't that lovely?
Yeah. I'm the only person that's been to Taiwan.
What do you mean, the only person?
I've never met anyone else that's been there. Do you know
really?
What I mean? Yeah. Have you?
No. I slept with someone from there. Hello to them. Welcome to a gay and a non-gay.
Here's a question on the topic of Taiwan. So when I was in Taiwan...
Right. Why the hell were you in Taiwan?
That's what everybody says. Taiwan, by the way, not Thailand for the...
I never said Thailand.
I know, but everybody does. Even if they don't say it, they hear it as that.
Why were you in Taiwan?
Long story.
Is it Taiwan, not Taiwan?
It's either or.
So what were you doing in Taiwan?
Again, it's a long story.
Well, you've told us the beginning of the story. Just give us the end.
My mate was there, so we went out for a holiday.
That's not a long story. That's literally the shortest story I've ever heard.
No, because you're now going to say, why was your mate living in Taiwan?
No, I don't really care.
Okay, fine, cool.
But as you've pointed out, that is a legitimate question. Why was your mate living in Taiwan?
He was just working there.
Right, cool. Again.
Anyway, in Taiwan, all the Taiwanese girls are like completely in awe of Western blokes.
You're saying you were walking around like Jamie Dornan?
Even more so than usual, yeah.
Really?
Is that the case for Taiwanese gays?
What?
Presumably it is.
I don't think they're in awe of you. I think it's just that they haven't seen you before. They don't have many of you there. So they're like, wow, what's that?
That's kind of what I'm saying.
What is that?
Well, is it the same for the Taiwanese gays, basically?
If you want the full story... It's a long story.
Do I want the full story?
I know it's a long story. Do you want it? Basically, we met at a bus stop, went home and shagged.
Right, and that's a long story, is it?
It's as long as your story was.
Anyway, visit Taiwan.
Hashtag ad. A couple of weeks ago, I went to the Attitude Awards in London. It was amazing, actually.
Thanks for my invite.
I didn't get a plus one.
I would have thought, you know, I would get invited to the Attitude Awards, given that I was on the front cover of Attitude magazine in the very recent past.
That is actually a very good point.
Yeah. Thanks, Attitude.
Awkward. I guess they'd filled their non-gay quota.
Right.
Maybe there were already quite a lot of non-gays in the room and they didn't want any more. Everyone was asking.
Where's Dan?
No, everyone was asking why, you know, why I can't walk and stuff.
Yeah.
I bumped into, I saw Juno. I also saw your friend Jamie.
Who's Jamie?
Jamie.
What, Jamie Dornan?
Jamie from My Dad Wrote a Porno.
Oh!
I think he's, so he's the guy that's dad wrote the book.
Yeah.
That they read out on the podcast.
Yeah.
And Dan, believe it or not, used to go to university with Jamie from My Dad Wrote a Porno.
I actually lived next to him. I lived in number 14 in the student halls. Shout out Leeds Uni. I was number 14. He was number 13.
Yeah. So Dan had previously said to me, oh, he was really weird. Like, we didn't really chat. So I made a beeline to Jamie and was like, oh my God, you used to go to university with Dan, my non-gay. And he was like, oh yeah, congrats on your pod. It's doing really well. Yeah, I did. He was really weird.
He said that.
Yeah, he said that about you. So it's quite
about me. He said that I was weird.
He said you had this like weird click.
Is that a quote?
Yeah, and that your student halls were like really far from Leeds. They were like an hour away from Leeds or something, and that he didn't really ever want to be there because he wanted to be at university in Leeds, not in wherever the hell you were. So he would like not come home and stuff, and whenever he did, he just found you all a bit weird and clicky.
But he was never there.
I just thought that was so funny that you both basically thought the same about each other.
No, I never said he was weird. So I've told you this before. Because for some reason, even though I used to live next to this bloke and sporadically would see him for the next like 3 years.
Yeah.
It took me a long time. I had a eureka moment at Reading Festival when my friend mentioned him and suddenly it dawned on me that he was the guy that wrote the porno.
Well, his dad wrote the porno.
Yeah. Anyway, straight away I was on WhatsApp and I texted my friends from said halls and said, oh my God, do you know the guy Jamie from number 13? He's the guy from My Dad Wrote a Porno. And nobody in the group knew what was going on about because I guess we just live in different worlds and then they hadn't heard of the podcast. And even when I sent a photo of him, everybody was like, who's that guy? And I said, we all used to live together. How do you not know who this guy is? But yeah, he was never there. And actually, I asked him once, why are you never here? And he said, oh, my course is really intense. I remember thinking, God, he must be doing like science or medicine or something. He was doing film studies.
I think he mugged you off there. To be honest, I feel maybe he did the right thing, actually. Because I can't imagine how exhausting you and your like lads were.
Me?
Well, no, I can imagine it. I bet it was just all like beers and birds and...
Well, there was birds.
Like loads of in-jokes and...
We lived with girls as well.
Did you used to pull each other's trousers down and watch porn together?
No.
I bet you just like didn't do any washing up for days.
Well, we were caterers. So.
Oh, can't get you.
Yeah. Anyway, I told you this before. I said to you, I've just clocked that I used to live next to the guy from My Dad Wrote a Porno.
Yeah.
And you just would not ask. But as soon as he said it to you, you're like, oh my God, Dan used to live next to the guy.
Yeah, because I wanted the tea, didn't I?
Well, there isn't much tea, is there?
Well, there was quite a lot of tea.
What's the tea?
Well, yeah, he just said you were really clicky and a bit weird. That was all.
Right, let's just clarify. He has said... And you're quoting a bit odd and a clique.
Yeah.
We all lived together and thus hung out together and did stuff together, went to dinner together, watched films together, went out together. That's not a clique.
What's a clique then?
This is NASCAR driver Tony Breidinger inviting you to make a pit stop at Raising Cane's for craveable, hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers.
Chicken up.
Crispy, crinkle-cut fries.
Hot potato coming through.
Buttery Texas toast.
Toast walking.
And secret Cane's sauce.
Topping off now.
Turbocharge your chicken fingers and get them even faster when you order online or with the Raising Cane's app.
Go, go, go!
Raising Cane's chicken fingers. One love. Raising Cane's is not affiliated with NASCAR.
A clique is when you're like deliberately forming like a network and excluding other people.
Well, did you invite Jamie along?
He was never bloody there. Yeah, sometimes I did, but he was never there.
So what, did he just say no thanks, I'm all right?
Yeah, or he would often be like, yeah, maybe. And then like, you wouldn't see him for literally about 3 weeks.
I don't think a clique is when you exclude someone.
That's like somebody saying, oh, Dan and James are gay and non-gay. They're such a clique. Well, no, it is what it is. It's a gay and a non-gay. We are together in that. Would you say, oh, that band, Oasis, they're such a clique. They're always together. No, they're together because they're in a band together. My mate and his missus, they're such a clique. No, they live together.
He definitely used the word clique.
Well,
and therefore he must have felt like you were excluding him.
Well, I really wasn't. In fact, I went out of my way whenever... He was a really nice guy.
Well, maybe you should invite him to something now.
I'd love to speak to him, actually, just to say, like, congratulations. I don't think I have him on Facebook or social media. Should I add him on Facebook? I'm going to add him on Facebook, everyone. Live Facebook adding.
I don't know if I can deal with the rejection when he doesn't accept you into his clique.
What's his name? Jamie Morton.
Sorry, what?
You heard
live
me.
Next to the guy.
Yeah.
And you don't know his name.
Side eye.
There was a couple of other guys who were never there. There's a guy called The Ghost for that reason. Like, you never saw him. Some people didn't even know who The Ghost was. Do you know what I mean? Like, he was just never there. And there was another guy called CCTV Chris who we never saw.
Who the fuck is CCTV Chris?
Just some guy. We never saw him.
Why is he called that? I think you told me this in Edinburgh.
Because he was a bit weird and always in his room. So...
You joked that he was watching CCTV?
Yeah.
Right. Anyway, sounds like you and your mates at uni weren't at all odd and that Jamie has it completely wrong. I think it's just because you lot are lads, right?
Not really.
Maybe he doesn't feel like a lad.
Some of the people that in the building were, I'm not getting into this conversation for the 100th time, but I'm obviously not a lad like that.
What is a lad? So, just explain for a second.
It's someone who like, drinks a lot of beer.
yep, check.
That's not check. I don't drink a lot of beer.
You do drink a lot of beer.
No, if I'm in a pub, that's what I'll drink, but it doesn't mean that I drink a lot
Talia
of beer.
Talia and I took you out for your birthday and drank champagne and you ordered a beer.
Yeah. What's the point in me drinking like expensive champagne that I couldn't tell you the difference whether it was from champagne in France or bloody Aldi? It's completely a waste of money and time, isn't it? You may as well drink it.
Okay, what else?
Always like talking about birds, I guess.
Yeah, you do that too.
Yeah, but everybody, so do you. Like, you just...
I don't.
Yeah, you do. You're always going to that bag of chips. I mean, or whatever her name is.
Okay.
So that's the same, exactly the same thing.
Right. I don't know if me talking about a queen from RuPaul's Drag Race is particularly laddie, but I'll take it.
What else? A bit thick.
Right.
Is a sort of laddie quality, isn't it?
You are quite thick.
What?
I mean, you can be
I'm thick.
You can be quite blonde, yeah.
I'm being called thick by somebody who got on the tube the wrong way the other day for about half an hour. I'm thick.
That's actually quite easy to do.
Is it? But, I'm thick. Sorry, I'm being called thick by the person in Northern Ireland who asked where do all the atheists live. That person is calling me thick.
I didn't call you thick, and if I did, I apologise.
I have a degree in political studies from the University of Leeds.
Right, well, that doesn't mean that you're thick.
Well, you haven't got one, have you?
I'm very happy with who I am, thank you.
Well,
I don't need to worry about whether I'm thick or not. If you think I'm thick, that's fine with me.
Anyway, my dad wrote a porno, big podcast. Check it out if you haven't heard it.
I don't think they need any help, Dan.
Come and see A Gay and a Non-Gay live. Head to gaynongay.com for tickets.